Let's keep it on the market chart and let's bring in our next guest, Debbie Boyd, DLB Financial Services CEO. Hey, Debbie, thanks so much for joining us today. And just want to get your pulse on all of the market action. Despite this huge, you know, wave of Omicron, markets are handling it quite well. I want to know how much of that is because of Tina. There is just no alternative.
There is no alternative. We're going to have to get used to this is the new normal. It's going to come back in different ways. And I think we are all waiting to see what happens politically. So I think our country would have been in a much better position if they had not shut everything down. That caused a lot of supply chain. We're still seeing issues, the ramifications from that. And we're waiting to see now. I think the markets are all kind of nervous, as so are consumers, of what a shutdown would mean. What does it mean for restaurants, businesses? Can we fly? Can't we fly? That has a lot to do with the stock market and people's feelings of can they make it through this again?
Well, and I want to direct everybody's attention to the Wi-Fi Interactive for a second. I pointed out the sector action a little bit ago, but I want to get this on a four-day basis because that's kind of when this latest rally kicked off. And you can see consumer discretionary, tech, energy, all in the forefront. But if we take a month-to-date view, and this was kind of what I was alluding to before, healthcare, the number one sector, followed by staples, real estate, and utilities. So I guess my question is, there's been a bunch of defensive buying this month, but thinking ahead to the new year, maybe there is a little bit more risk entering the markets. Just wondering what sectors and styles you happen to favor heading into 2022.
Well, thanks so much for asking. I think the banking markets are going to do really well. A lot of banks are poised to do well, especially if you want to take an attention look at Texas banks. We have a lot of big banks down here, and they're all doing really well. And that's because a lot of people are moving here. A lot of businesses are changing their banking. So that's very, very good for us. Energy is going to be a really good sector, depending on what happens and how much government shutdown we have. Tech is doing really well with IBM. Anything that's tech stock, Amazon is considered really a tech stock. It's not about what you want to buy, it's how fast you want to get it here. So the technology is really helping businesses. We're going to see that in the retail section when it comes to Nordstrom's. They are tech heavy. So you're going to see businesses do really well next year that are tech savvy. Big pharma is going to do well in certain, I guess, certain parts of big pharma. Like you said, healthcare is going to do really well. Airlines, that's another one that's got people stumped in leisure. We don't know if we're going to be cruising, flying. No one can make plans. And you can see the shutdown that happened just over the weekend with everyone trying to get back home or get to where they're going. When the government shuts down, when employees are sick, that's going to change things. I think there's a lot of nervousness. We're going to have to get over that. And of course, my section of expertise is real estate and money. And that's going to continue. We still need to spend money. We still need to move. Those real estate sections are going to do really, really well.
And then, Debbie, I'm wondering, what is the health of the consumer as we go into next year? Because right now they're paying all these higher prices, let's say, for products that they're buying in the stores. But then who are the winners? I know you pointed out all of these various sectors, but who are the real winners within the sector? Do we need to start cherry picking a little bit more?
Sure, I think so. You're going to have to think of who do you use. So this comes all down to family choices, right? So you have to think of where are you going. AT&T, a lot of wireless companies are going to do well as people are moving. Everyone is going to start trying to figure out how to save money, especially if inflation is higher. The Fed's going to raise interest rates. It's reported 3 times this next year. And no, that all is going to make people nervous, even though this is the new normal. Prices aren't going back down where they were. So we're going to have to get used to this. And I think time will do that for our people.
And just thinking about where we've seen some hot money flows this year, the rise of the retail story, rise of the retail trader, that's a story we've been talking about since January. One of those companies is Hertz, emerged from bankruptcy in June, and the company turned around and they've been buying back $1.5 billion worth of stock. So arguably some of these companies better off than they were before. I'm just wondering what kinds of companies like these are on your radar, if any.
I have Hertz, I have IBM, I have Amazon, I have about 5 big banks, Frost Bank being one of them down here in Texas, is poised to do really well. I think the Wells Fargo and the Bank of America's, they're going to have hurdles because of staffing. And you know, you're probably changing the way you do banking. I know my kids bank differently than I do. We're going to see that moving forward. So you're going to be careful about the big bank stocks. Texas stocks are doing really well in the big banks. Airlines are going to be up for grabs. AT&T is also going to do well. So I think there's a lot of room. I think you have to think of it on a family basis. So things that families use that consider a necessity, those stocks are going to do well. Extravagances aren't going to do so well, especially if people are nervous.
I'm really interested. You mentioned airline stocks a couple of times. Do you think it's a good time to buy now? Because they've been so badly hammered once again, cruise stocks as well, and hospitality. Do you think now is the time to buy, or would you hold off until things stabilize a little bit? Since there's still not all that much known about the Omicron variant and how, we know it spreads so quickly. When does it all sort of level off?
Well, I was just in the airports this last weekend traveling, and they are packed. People want to go. They don't like being told to stay home and to stay isolated. So I think now's a great time to buy. I saw a couple cruise lines while I was in Mexico off the beach. So yeah, people are wanting to go. And so you've got to think proactive, not on maybe how you feel about something if it makes you nervous, but what does industry-wide say? And if the stocks that are down, now's always the time to buy. Think of those stocks being down as on sale. You run towards a store that has a sale. You don't run away from it. And someone's always buying. So there's going to be winners in every segment. We've just got to figure out, if you take the emotion out of it and the nervousness out of it, there are winners. We still want to keep doing these things. So they may be out of favor for the short time, but if stocks are at an all-time low, that's always when you buy.
All right. Thank you so much, Debbie Boyd. We will have to leave it there from DLB Financial Services CEO. We're so glad you joined us today and wishing you a very happy and healthy new year.